From the Ingle Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, May 2nd, and happy birthday to Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
The Rock, sir.
Listen,
if you listen.
In front of the millions.
Oh, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen. Here it comes, the most electrifying move.
If you're somebody.
There ain't nothing that could ever compare.
But the Rock is an all-time The Rock's a cooking.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are the stories Cobb is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Kennesaw State students hold second protest for Palestinians amid nationwide demonstrations. Man gets decade behind bars for stalking West Cobb woman. Smyrna resident detained on murder charges. Plus, Bruce Jenkins sits down with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets to discuss breakfast ideas instead of vending machines. All this and more is coming up on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe.
Life's a constant hustle, and at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority.
Kennesaw State University students conducted their second demonstration supporting Palestinian rights amidst calls for an immediate ceasefire in the Middle East and urging the university to divest from companies tied to Israel. This action is in coordination with the Party for Socialism and Liberation in Atlanta. Notably, the protests have adhered to peaceful standards, abiding by university guidelines for unregistered events. A significant march took place through the campus, with university police providing traffic control without direct intervention. The student organizers, while focusing current efforts on supporting their counterparts at Emory University facing arrest, hinted at possible encampments during KSU's upcoming commencement. University officials are yet to comment. This protest is part of a larger wave of campus demonstrations across the country, calling for educational institutions to sever financial connections with Israeli-linked entities. 43-year-old Michael Lydon Strong from Dallas was sentenced to 10 years in prison for stalking his former girlfriend and her 13-year-old son in late 2020 in West Cobb. Already serving 6 years for selling cocaine, Strong was found guilty of aggravated stalking and disorderly conduct. The victim and her son had sought a restraining order against Strong due to his violent behavior. He violated the order by breaking into their home while they slept. The son called 911 and officers arrived while Strong was still inside. Strong's earliest release date is October 12th of 2030. Cobb District Attorney Flynn Brody Jr. emphasized the office's commitment to protecting domestic violence victims. 40-year-old Bobby Pagaz of Smyrna was arrested for allegedly shooting and killing 48-year-old Travis Johnson in Marietta. Pagaz faces charges including aggravated assault and murder. The incident occurred on Loreen Drive around 7:30 p.m. Sunday. Johnson later succumbed to his injuries at Wellstar Kennestone Hospital. Pagaz is held without bond at the county jail. The investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is urged to contact Cobb County Police at 770-499-3945. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-799-6810 for more info. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Cobb County. This is Glenn Drake, your trusted real estate expert for over 30 years. At Drake Realty, we've been helping families find their dream homes and investors make savvy choices since 1990. With a team of over 700 dedicated agents, we've got your back every step of the way. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing in the Atlanta market, we've got the experience and local knowledge you need. Our commitment to you goes beyond the deal. We're here to build lasting relationships and ensure your real estate journey is smooth and successful. So when you're ready to make your next move, choose Drake Realty. Call us at 770-565-2044 or visit our website at drakerealty.com. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality.
Georgia Highlands College will host its annual GHC Youth Fishing Rodeo on June 1st at Paris Lake in Rome. The event, from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., is free for children under 15. Parents can assist, but not fish. Prizes will be awarded for the heaviest fish in each age category. Other free activities will be available. Loaner gear will be provided at a first-come, first-served basis. Food will be available for purchase along with a cash-only raffle. The lake will be stocked with fish prior to the event. For more information, visit the college's website. The Whataburger fast food chain is expanding in Cobb County and is eyeing a fifth location at the former O'Charley's site in East Cobb. The proposed 7,000-square-foot building at Sandy Plains and Shalliford Roads includes a two-lane drive-thru, which conflicts with land use restrictions set in a 1999 settlement. These restrictions prohibit fast food restaurants or drive-thru services. Whataburger's request for a site plan approval, not rezoning, will go before the Cobb Board of Commissioners on May 21st. The chain already has two locations in Kennesaw and plans for another in Acworth pending construction. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. Do you have questions about nutrition and food? You can reach out to me through the Ingalls website at ingalls-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingalls Dietitian, and dietitian has two T's, and find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian.
And now here's Bruce Jenkins' conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets to discuss breakfast ideas instead of vending machines.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingalls Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingalls website at ingalls-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingalls Dietitian with two T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
All right. So, Leah, another email question we got in. This is from a guy named Doug. He says, I'm trying to do better about eating breakfast so I don't snack on vending machine foods before lunch. What are some quick things I could make and eat instead of going to that vending machine, which a lot of people do?
Yeah. You know, I think that, you know, I don't know what this Doug's situation is, but, you know, having some sort of breakfast that has some protein in it is a really good idea to start the day and kind of can maybe keep you from snacking on those vending machine things. You know, some easy ones are maybe those hard-boiled eggs that we talked about in one of our other segments would be a good one. It could be a smoothie, a fruit smoothie with maybe some protein powder in it might do the trick. It could be scrambled eggs. It could be a slice of whole wheat toast with some peanut butter on it. It could be a Greek yogurt. It might be a good one with some nuts and fruit stirred into it. Sort of depends what you like. So I think to start off, somebody just getting into the habit of having something for breakfast is a good place to start. I mean, you know, you can also do things like make little mini quiches and cook them, pop them out of the little muffin tins and freeze them, and then just microwave those. And those could be a quick breakfast. You know, at Ingalls, we sell those little cups of, they're kind of like egg cups. So You put it in the microwave, it has little bacon bits. Those are super easy to do. There's a lot of different things to have for breakfast. I think the key is picking something that has some protein with it, at least 8 grams of protein to give you a nice little hit of protein. It's going to keep you more satisfied and less likely to hit that vending machine.
All right. And a little bit of thought. That's all, you know, just put a little bit of thought into it.
What do you like for breakfast?
You know what? I do this. I make a bunch of scrambled eggs. I'll put a little cheese in there. I had a leftover potato. I chop that up and I make a bunch of that and eat it over a couple of days.
There you go. See, perfect. There you go. Well, yeah, eating something is probably better than eating nothing and then spending a couple dollars in the vending machine.
Yep, for sure.
Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
Ted's Montana Grill is one of Cobb's best burgers. But in addition to burgers, they also have some great salads, steaks, chili, and a full bar selection. For your chance to win a $20 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb, email tedscontest@gmail.com today. That's tedscontest@gmail.com for your chance to win a $20 gift card from Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue at West Cobb.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, or the community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties. Read more about all of our stories and get other great content at mdjonline.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. You can add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.